Peter Canning is in the basement of his home on a hillside overlooking Berlin. He's showing off his new wood pellet boiler.
You can open up down on the bottom here. I could show you how the pellets come in if you want to kneel down here and take a peek.
But this is no ordinary pellet boiler. It's self-feeding, and even the ash automatically collects in a bin so it can be easily emptied. It's made by an Austrian company called Erkofen, and it's not cheap. Canning was able to get one because he's participating in a pilot program in Berlin that heavily subsidized the $18,000 cost.
But the rebates and all that I received, I paid about a little over $5,000 for the boiler. I think the rebates are tremendous, and we're looking at starting to save money now.
One of those rebates came from a state program using federal stimulus funds. It was expected to end February 15th, but it's continuing and is offering up to $6,000 to consumers anywhere in the state who buy any brand of bulk-fed pellet boilers. But Canning got most of the help by participating in the Model Neighborhood Project. For that project, the City of Berlin has partnered with the Northern Forest Center, Berlin Better Buildings, and Main Energy Systems, which imports and assembles the Erkofen boilers. The project, which aims to help 40 homeowners, is getting much of its money from tax credits as well as grants. But the hope for such boilers goes far beyond Canning's tidy basement. The hope is that such systems will catch on throughout the region, boosting the economy by replacing oil with a renewable resource, wood pellets. Mike Wilson is with the Northern Forest Center, the project's major backer. The center promotes sustainable forestry.
Right now in the northern forest states, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, New York, spend about $6 billion a year on fossil fuels, and 78 cents out of every dollar we spend leaves the regional economy.
If more homeowners used wood pellets, those dollars would stay in the region. But moving beyond the first 40 homeowners and into widespread adoption of these sophisticated bulk-fed units is the challenge. Eric Kingsley is an analyst with Innovative Natural Resource Solutions, which sometimes consults with the forest industry.
Pellet boilers tend to be a higher upfront cost than a comparable oil boiler. So there's a capital hurdle.
The units are sold and maintained by companies trained by Maine Energy Systems. The least expensive residential Erkofen is about $11,000, but installation in a storage bin could easily add $6,000. The Northern Forest Center said it picked the pricey Erkofen because it was the most seamless replacement for an oil unit. Kingsley said another challenge is the delivery of wood pellets.
There's a little bit of a chicken and egg dilemma at this point.
Kingsley said distributors don't want to invest in the equipment because there aren't a lot of customers. But customers are nervous about getting deliveries, and they don't want to buy the boilers. Owners can buy the premium-grade pellets from several companies, but Dutch Dresser, who runs Maine Energy Systems, also sells them. To encourage Erkofen sales, he says he won't charge for delivery even to a distant homeowner. Dresser is also promising Erkofen purchasers he'll keep the price of pellets the same for 3 years.
It's $239 a ton, which is the equivalent of oil at $1.99 a gallon.
He says a ton of premium pellets equals the energy in about 120 gallons of oil. Dresser says he sold more Erkofens for commercial use than residences. He thinks that'll change, particularly if there's a spike in the price of oil. But even if there is a big increase in the demand for pellets, analyst Kingsley says the region can easily handle it. It will take some time to tell whether the region is ready to give up oil for wood pellets, something the forestry industry would love. But back in Berlin, Peter Canning plans to save a lot of money. It's estimated heating with pellets costs about 40% less than heating with oil. And the Model Neighborhood Program is looking for 35 more participants. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.